The race for U.S. Senate in PA is nearly impossible to escape. Campaign ads are about everywhere you look, TV, radio, billboards, front yards. But some of the most intense competition is on social media. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us they've become an indispensable part of political races.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, they don't lend themselves to deep analysis of the issues, and voters don't seem to use them that way. Here are voters at a recent Fetterman event.
How do you get most of your information about this race?
I subscribe to the Inquirer online.
Via email.
Yahoo.
Television, the print, on print, definitely out of print. Washington Post,
the New York Times, and CNN.
And at an event for GOP nominees, Mehmet Oz.
Fox News. The cable news.
But Fetterman campaign manager Brendan McPhillips says sites such as Twitter are useful for his candidate.
Social media and Twitter are fun ways that we can engage people who might not be a part of the normal process. And, you know, when you're running a successful campaign, you've got to bring people into the fold and meet them where they are.
In fact, Wharton professor Pinar Yildirim studied political uses of social media and found it was most effective for candidates who position themselves as outsiders. That's territory that both Fetterman and Oz are trying to claim, and both are using social media. But they're using it in different ways and to different effect. Public affairs consultant Larry Seisler says Fetterman is building a narrative about himself and his opponent.
He has defined Oz as the out-of-touch guy from out-of-state, whereas Fetterman is able to build this persona of being a person who can empathize, of being the everyday man.
Dropping him at Wegner's, and my wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
Fetterman often trolls Oz by posting videos that Oz himself has produced, such as the notorious shopping trip that went viral.
Yes, also there. Guys, that's $20 for crudité, and this doesn't include the tequila.
Fetterman goes for entertainment value, such as this compilation from the show that made Oz's national reputation.
The holy grail of cancer prevention.
Crystal sonic therapy.
Raspberry Cheeto.
All with one miracle pill.
Now, Oz has far more followers than Fetterman across social media platforms, and he posts just as often, but with less humor. Most of his posts attack Fetterman for being soft on crime, a strategy Republicans nationally are using against Democrats.
I received the unanimous endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police. Hundreds of police officers all uniting behind one candidate because they're so upset with how John Fetterman has continually undermined them.
But Oz's posts get little traction compared with Fetterman's. Fetterman's posts are liked and shared thousands of times. He also pays for ads on Facebook, amplifying his social media presence in a way that Oz has not. McPhillips says the strategy wouldn't work for everyone.
It showcases John's personality in a way that a lot of campaigns can't do, because we just have a very unique candidate. He's funny. He likes to crack jokes. So social media is a useful tool for us to show more people who John is.
The Oz campaign declined an interview request about its social media strategy, but emailed a statement saying, "The more John Fetterman spends on Facebook, the closer the race gets. That's because races aren't won on Twitter, they're won on the issues." Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.